Yeah, back to our subject. So just Parshas HaChodesh. There's not a lot to say about Parshas HaChodesh after you've done the other Parshias. Just to say two things. Number one, there's a remez. We have four Parshias and five Shabbosas. So when do we make the Hefsek? There's always one Shabbos where there's no Parsha. Yeah, so Parshas Zochar is fixed. That's always going to be the Shabbos before Purim. Parshas Shkolim is fixed. It's always going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Or Rosh Chodesh Hador, or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Hador. Yeah. Well, the question is when to put in the other Parshias. So they say there is a remez. The halacha is that if you want to drink wine between the first and the second kos, it's allowed. Somebody wanted he'd had the first kos, he'd enjoyed it so much, enjoyed the grape juice, he enjoyed the wine, whatever it was. They decided he wanted to drink more between. So the Mishnah says, "Beikos Rishon leKos Sheni Yivorech," that you're allowed to Yishteh. You're allowed to drink between the first and the second koses. But Bein Shlishi leRavi Loi Yafsik. But between the third kois and the fourth kois Loi Yafsik. So they say that from there is a remez that between week 3 and week 4 you don't make half soccer. In other words, we don't make half soccer between Zocher and Poro, and between Poro and HaChodesh. If we need a Hefsek, we do it earlier on, when you're allowed to be Mafsek between the first and the second. But between the third, between the fourth, which is between Poro and HaChodesh, we are not Mafsek. Poro and HaChodesh are always following on one from the other. Just another practical halacha, which is probably obvious to most people, is that women are not mechuyev. Even those who hold that women are mechuyev Parshas Zochar, the Parshas, they're not chayev in Parshas Poro, and they're certainly not mechuyev to come to shul to hear Parshas HaChodesh. They have no obligation whatsoever in that. Yeah. Okay, let's have a look a little bit then at the Haftorah. At the Haftorah that we're going to... No. Shabbos HaGodl is Shabbos HaGodl, that's separate. It's not one of the Arba Parshias. Right? There are Dalet Parshias, and Shabbos HaGodl is the Shabbos before Pesach, and we usually speak about that just before Pesach. So, to have a look just briefly at the Haftorah. The Haftorah comes from Yechezkel. Who was the father of Yechezkel? Buzi. Just interesting. Buzi. Everyone says Yechezkel ben Buzi, yeah?
You know the speakers.
Yeah. Who was Yechezkel ben Buzi? Who was Buzi? Yeah.
Yechezkel's father.
Well, Yechezkel's father. Very good, yeah? So, it's just an interesting fact that I just saw. It's a Gemara. Before it's a Gemara, the Gemara says, Yechezkel ben Buzi. Buzi was Yirmiyahu Anovi. The Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu. Yeah, I'm also surprised. Yechezkel was the son of Yirmiyahu. And the reason why he was called Buzi was because they were Mavazahim. He was going around before the Churban warning them that the Churban was coming. And they made fun of him, and they insulted him, and they said even more than that. They said, "You are a descendant of Yehoshua ben Nun. Who did Yehoshua ben Nun marry? Rochav Hazoino. Yeah. So your yichus goes back to Hazoino." They said they insulted him personally, and they made fun, and they didn't listen to him with the what's called, and therefore he got the nickname Buzi Miloshim Bizoyan. Yeah, but he was Yechezkel ben Yirmiyahu Anovi. Very interesting point. I didn't know that either. So we'll carry on with some more interesting points tomorrow.
Start the Torah Northwest London, Monday, Kaf Ador, 9th of March. Rabbi Yaakov Klein, Shlita, author, lecturer, founding director of Eilecho, Nissan, and the Song of Geula. This week's Torah been sponsored by the Chabad Center's families, Wittenberg and Moses. Chasta takes place tomorrow at Mitz Hashem. Yit Rotten Shimon Abayis, then will be Shul Hashem Yisilo. Ulit Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yosef Dov, Ben. Rav Shem Michal Tzvi, Itzkevitz, Zecharono, Livrocho.
Ready to go? Okay, good morning everybody. It's so wonderful again to be back with Torah Way, starting not just a brand new day, but a brand new week. Be'ezras Hashem, haba alinu l'tayva. What I wanted to do with you this morning, Be'ezras Hashem, in the lead up to Pesach, is to take a look at some, I think, very interesting thought clusters, ideas, that come together around the idea of Geula. We understand, first and foremost, that the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, of course, Shiras Hayam, when Am Yisrael finally get free, Legamre, and the Egyptians are wiped out, and Am Yisrael is able to continue on the other side on the way to Har Sinai to become a nation, Amzu Yitzarta Li, to be able to become Hashem's people, to be able to be chosen from among the nations and to be a Mamlechas Kehanim. So the culmination of the Geula process is, of course, Shira, and that's an important topic and an important theme with regard to Geula. We also have the idea of names. The whole beginning of the episode of Am Yisrael's servitude in Mitzrayim begins Ve'elah Shemois B'nei Yisrael HaBoyim Mitzrayimah, which is an oddity, right? We could have just said, these are the ones who went down to Mitzrayim, but the Pasuk makes a specific reference to the idea of a shame, to the idea of their names. I want to speak about that as well. And then the final element that we'll try to get to is the idea of Mila, the concept of Bris Mila, with which our Yetziah from Mitzrayim is so connected. We have the idea in the Haggadah that says, Ve'erem is b'seses b'damayich, right? V'amala b'damayich hayi, b'damayich hayi, the dam of the Mila. There's a fascinating Medrash Rabbah that says that the B'nai Yisrael, from the standpoint of their blending in to Egyptian culture, even though we know Mitzuyanim Sham and the Leshinu Es Malbusham and Leshinu Es Shemam, we'll speak again about the names, but there's a medrash that says that Klai Yisrael were not mal, they did not have bris milas. The youth did not have bris milas. And once Moshe Rabbeinu told them that it's a pasuk that the arel, a person who does not have a bris, is not able to eat from the Karban Pesach, right away the Medrash Rabbah tells us, amaru mal, they all stood up and they had their bris milah so that they would be able to be zeicha to eat the Karban Pesach. We see that milah, the bris, has a very deep connection with the idea of geula as well. So to open up the topic, I want to begin with a fascinating and very, very deep maral. And the maral shows up in two places. Actually, we're going to learn it from Gevurah Hashem, but it is also in the maral's Perish Agadas to the Gemara in Saita Afanart. You can look it up over there as well. And the maral says the following. There's a Gemara in Saita, Darash Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Darshin, a very odd, strange Gemara, that B'shasha Alu Min Hayam, at the time when Am Yisrael was leaving the Yam, having crossed the Yam Suf, on the other side, a whole Egyptian nation, the whole army is destroyed. Nasnu Enehem Loimar Shira. It occurred to them, Nasnu Enehem, Rashi over there tells us that Yud of Az Yashir Zal Shema Machshava Nemar, they thought, hey, you know, might be a good idea, Loimar Shira. The Ketzad Amr Shira, how did that go? And there's a lengthy Gemara that discusses, maybe they repeated it like Halel. It's a whole different Gemara. The Gemara brings various opinions as to how the Shira was actually said. But here, Rabbi Yossi Aglili tells us something very fascinating. Oilel mutal al birke imoy. He said a little nursling baby that is laying, or a baby a little bit older, I guess, that's laying on the mother's lap, or a tinoik yoinik mishte imoy, even a younger baby that actually was in the middle of nursing, kivin she ra'u shchina, when they saw the hisgalus, when they saw the revelation. It's interesting, the Rebbe just mentioned Yecheskel ben Buzi, right? So a famous Gemara that we all know connected to that is Ra'a shivcha layam, mashaloi ra Yecheskel ben Buzi, right? That even the lowly maidservant had such a vision. When the shchina was revealed, says the Gemara, oilel, this little child, the toddler, higbiat tzavare, lifted his neck, the tinoik and the younger baby shamat dad mipiv, he removed his mouth from the mother from whom he was nursing. Va amru, and the babies said, Zekeli va anveyu, this is our God, and this is my God, and I will glorify him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, until me pi oil the miyamkim yisata oiz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you already established oiz, which is the bechina of Torah, the aspect of consciousness, from oil the miyamkim, from young babies. Says the Gemara, when was that? When do we find that babies were speaking about the glory of Hashem? By Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, Reb Meir says, yeah, but it goes even deeper. This is a strange Gemara. Hayu Reb Meir Aymer, Reb Meir said, Afilu ubarim shebimei imam. Even fetuses that were not yet born, they were still developing in the mother, in the womb of their mothers. Hayu Aymer Shira. They too said Shira, Shenamar b'makelos baruch elokim mimekar Yisrael. Already mimekar Yisrael, already still at the Makar, not having yet been born, the fetuses were also singing Shira. What does this mean? Is a fetus is that, you know, not developed b'chlal, so right, and Tinoik is also saying words. What's going on over here? Says the Maral, such a beautiful thing about song. Ratzu bezeh, kamo yishamarna lamala. Says the Maral, he goes with the Mahalach that he already was speaking about prior in this quite lengthy perek. Ki ashira hu mitzad ha'olul asher hu mishtoikek hadvekus bi'ilasai asher hu bamimenu. Song, says the Maral, the essence of song is an expression of yearning. The essence of song, there's a lot of different kinds of song, but the essence of what a song is, it expresses hishtokukus. It expresses a desire for dveikus, a desire for connection. It awakens a feeling of yearning, of longing. And he says the ultimate longing that a person can feel, or that anything in the Bria could feel, is toward the place from which it came. You know, famously, I think it's salmon, right, that swim upstream to get back to the place where they were born to lay their eggs, famously. We know that Eish, right, that Galgala Eish is Lamala, and that's why fire is constantly trying to jump off the wick, and like the Baal Tanya describes so beautifully, right, and to nullify itself in the Makar. Everything is trying to connect to its source. See, he says, Ki kol alul, everything that was produced, whom is shtoikik elilasai, is yearning to get back and to come into contact with the source, with the place where it receives its chiyas, the place where it receives its vitality. V'lefikach, therefore, savor of Yosi Aglili, ki akatan asher hu alul mena aim, a little toddler, a child that comes from the mother, v'yadavak bi'imai, so the toddler thinks that, what's his source? The mom, because that's where he came from. So the toddler thinks the mother is the one that prepares his bottle. The mother is the one that takes care of him. So the child thinks that he's davuk in the imoy, because that's his ila. That's where he came from. Oyatinoik, or the baby, shayapainal davashu siba mikayemes. He's literally nursing. So this is obviously, he's connected to the makar of his chiyas, of his vitality. Shuhad hayanika. He's literally nursing. But yonik mishte imoy. Says the Maral, these two entities within the world, a toddler and a little baby, who you would assume that they had every reason to believe that what is their source is the mother. It's a loizu afsun, like not just the young child, but the tinaik is mamish, literally nursing from the mother. Kasha roa hashchina, when they saw the shchina revealed, hu ha'ila be'emes. They understood. No, I don't come from the mother. The true Ila, the true source where I come from is Elokus. Hashem is my real Ila. So Hayamaniya Hasiba va Ila Hagashmis, in that moment, the young child moved his head away from the mother, lifted up his neck, and disconnected from what prior he thought was the source of his energy vitality, and he connected to the true Ila. Upoina el ilasai. He turned toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shua Ila Be'emes, who is really our source. Ki kaladvar impoinam el ilah shalahem, like we said, all things need to turn toward their Ila. Klala davar sharatzav is that bottom line, what we mean to say, ki kol kach haya madrigasam. The madriga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation was so deep, and therefore the madriga that Klal Yisrael reached was so incredibly profound. Ad shayu kulam poinim el ilah v'dveikim ba. They all turned away from anything else that they were connected to, and they recognize this is not really the place where I'm going to get my vitality. This is not really where I'm connecting. I want to connect to my source, Zeu Inyan Hashira, and this is the song. You don't have to learn it like this is the Derech of the Maral, and it's Chidushi HaGadus. You don't have to learn it literally, you know, that literally the baby started singing Zekei Levaveu. It's a deeper thing. It's an awakening. It's, you don't have to take it so literally. It's trying to speak about what the madriga of Am Yisrael was. Everybody let go of all the things that they thought is going to give them comfort, that they thought is going to give them strength, and they recognize, I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. And here he fleshes it out. Reb Meir goes even a step deeper. Masha Amar Af Ubarim Shibimei Imam Amr Shira. Even the Ubarim, which isn't, because again, it's like ascending madrigas. On the one hand, you have a toddler. Okay, he's a little bit connected to the mother. Then you have a tinuk. The tinuk is nursing from the mother. Then you have literally an ubar shibimei imai, that his whole vitality, it's not pshad, he's an independent entity that's nursing from the mom, which is close enough. His whole chiyas, his whole kiyum, is through the umbilical cord, literally connected to his mother. Says Rabbi Meir, Af ubarim shibimei imam amr shira. They too said shira. Kol ze haya his dabkus ha'alul bi'ila v'zeu ha'shira sha'amri Yisrael. This was the depth of the way in which Klal Yisrael recognized we got to connect to our source. Ki kvar amarnu, we already said, ki ha'shiru shtoikukus, ha'shiru alul ala'ila mitzachu ilasai. Song means to yearn, means to strive, means that a person should turn toward their source with a tremendous longing. Lefikach af hu ubarim, even the fetuses, shame alulim, that are literally connected to the mother. Af bebet en imam yesh al abriya shal Yisrael ishtoikukos mitzar abriya atzma l'Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem says, you know something? Even though they didn't develop yet, they didn't evolve, they're still literally in production, they're in their development stage. Klal Yisrael, from the minute we're conceived, we have a dveikus with Hashem. They recognize, I see he's saying a slightly different thing, not simply from the perspective of the dependence on the mother, that it's such a chiddush, they turned away from the mother, that they're literally inside and they turn to Hashem. He's saying more than that. You might think that, okay, a baby that's born into the world has a shaychus to Hashem on some level. Says the Maral, even mamish b'me'i imam, like from the very outset, even while they're still within the mother, their real ila is already HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their real connection to their source is already Hashem. Shehim alulim af bebet en imam. Yeish al abriya shal Yisrael ish shtoikukus mitzar abriya atzma el Hashem Yisbaruch. Just from the dint of having been created. Even before I fashioned you in the womb, I have known you. Ki yeish lehem mitzar etzim abriya chibur udveikus el Hashem Yisbaruch. Every yid, before anything else, fundamentally, unconditionally, essentially, has a bond with Hashem, af bebet and imam, even when they're still within the womb. And then the pasuk is brought in the Gemara, Baruch Hu Hashem mi mekari Yisrael. Perish pshute kachu. That's exactly what it means. Ki abracha hi li Yisrael al Hashem Yisbarach mitchilas Yisrael. Our connection with Hashem is before anything else. Mi mekari Yisrael. Just because you're Yisrael. That's it, right? That's already the dveikus, and you see that even a little child didn't do any mitzvahs yet. He wasn't even born yet, right? He didn't do anything. Mimakar Yisrael, already he recognizes ze keli va'anveyu, mitzad etzem habriya, from the earliest point that you could even say that this thing is a bria, right? That this thing exists. Already has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki abracha hu li Yisrael, lo Hashem Yisbarach again, mitchilas Yisrael, ze nikre baruch hu Hashem, mimakar Yisrael. And the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has from us being born isn't just from Gedolim. Rak minas chalas Yisrael, from every yid, koilo la Gedolim, ve'aktanim, adults, children, people are more spiritually developed, people are less spiritually developed. Every single yid has this connection to Hashem. It doesn't say miracious. That would sort of connote even a later stage. Kasav mimekar. The earliest mikar were connected. Just from the beginning of the revelation of this Jewish spark, they're all connected to Hashem, because again, and he says, really understand this very, very well. He says, I can't even say any more than I've already said. He was revealing, for that point in history at least, a very great secret, that Gedolim and Ketanim alike are connected. Our connection to Hashem is essential. So everybody knows, we read in the Haggadah Chayiv called Adam Lirisus Atzmai, Reki Ilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. It's experiential. The whole Seder night is not meant to be just thought about or spoken about. We're meant to experience it in and of our own experience. And so this is a very powerful maral when you take it out of the sort of limud of it, which is beautiful enough, we're understanding Gemara and Soita, it's Gevaldik, it's Liman HaTorah, and then you turn it inward. And each of us asks ourselves, what is our ila be'emes? In other words, what gets me out of bed in the morning? Like, what do I think my mikar is? Where do I get my chiyas? Because every person has their place where they think, okay, that gives me, that's my geshmak, like that's my reason to live, that's my, that's my push, that's my motivation. True geula means where there's such a gilui of elokus, where it's revealed within me that mamish ein bilibeinu ela echa. All we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is you. It's like, Neinu la'asis ritzenecha. That's why I'm alive. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That aspect of geula, from the perspective of our own geula from Mitzrayim, chayev kol adam lirisis atzmoy, this is what it means. Is where a person's able to really look at their life and ask themselves, it could be that the thing that I was mamash nursing from, in other words, the thing that I thought I was so connected to, that without that, I'm going to fall apart, that's my whole life, that... And it could be all of a sudden there's a gilui elokus, and I say, I don't actually need that as much as I thought I did. And that could be habits, that could be hobbies, that could be, you know, addictive behaviors with regard to technology or any other such thing where a person thinks, that's where I get my chiyas. Says the Maral, Kriyas Yamsuf means I get to a point where I recognize I'm be'etzem free. I don't need the things that I think that I depend on. I'll be okay without them. I won't die. I'll be okay. I mean, I can drop habits. I can change. I can become different. So I want to read to you now in a fascinating source. It's a very deep source. We'll see if we have enough time to do it properly. From the Sefer Ginas Egos. Ginas Egos was written by a Rishon, Rav Yosef Gektilia, who is more known as the Baal Shari Oira. The very, very famous Sefer. He was a Talmud of Rav Avraham Abalafia, fascinating figure in Jewish history, and he wrote for a Rishon incredibly clearly. That's what makes his Sfarim stand out. The Rishonim are known for writing very terse, very cryptically, and the Shari Ora writes like an achreine achreine, like he writes super clearly and with such beautiful Lashonis. It's Sifrei Kabbalah, and this is a Sefer called Ginas Egos, and he writes the following incredible thing. Says the Ginas Egos. Well, actually, some Hakdama, just before we read it inside. It's quite a big topic. The Ginas Egos has been speaking about the Shem Havaya, but the essential name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he spends many, many, many pages, like 30 pages, going on and on about how the Shem Havaya, we refer to as the word Havaya, because it contains the four letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we can't really pronounce, so we say Havaya. But the word Havaya has a meaning, and it means, what's Havaya? Existence. So the Shem Havaya means the pure beingness of Hashem. That's what it refers to. All the other Shemas he explains at length, and he goes through all of them and what they hint to, are the aspect of what Hashem does. They're pu'ulos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Shem Elikim, there's the Shem Ekya, there's the Shem Adni, there's the Shem Shakai, which you're going to get to in a minute. But the Shem Havaya is what Hashem is, and we cannot even know anything about what Hashem actually is. All we can say is that Hashem is, right? He exists, right? He is existence. And on the level of Shem Havaya, there's nothing else. Ein oid movade kipshutei mamish. That's what Hashem is. That's the Shem Havaya, Yudke Vavke. That's how he explains what Hashem's name is. And then he goes on to say that the Shem Shakai, which Chazal interpret to mean, Sha'amar la'ilamai, die, the later tzaddikim, it's a fascinating thing, people think it's Chazal, it's not actually Chazal. The later tzaddikim, I believe it's found in the Rishonim, but it could even be a little bit later. There's an understanding of that word shaka that says, sheyesh dai be'elekusi lukula beria. There's enough godliness, essentially, to go around. People quote that as one of the Mamari Chazal on that Shem Shaka, it's not actually in Chazal. Chazal say, sha'amar lo elamai, die, right? That's what they say. It was interpreted to mean that there's enough elokus for everyone. Right? That's Shakai. What's that? Shomer Dalsus Yisrael, right? There's many, many different interpretations as well, right? But this is the understanding of our Torah Kedosha on the Shem Shakai. Says the Ginas Egos, if you have the word Shem next to Havaya, Shem Havaya is Gematria Shakai. Because he says Shakai, which means the unchanging nature of Hashem. He doesn't need anything other than what he is, because he's Shalom Echol Min Ishlemas. Shakai is itself a feature of Shem Havaya. Why? Because Havaya, we said, means existence. He just is in his fullness, in his totality. One of the features of being complete is not needing to change. Sheyesh Dai Belikusi. Hashem doesn't need anything. He doesn't need on that level. Einoid Movadai. So says the Ginas Egos, Shari Ora, he says, Shem Havaya is Gematria Shakai, because Shakai is a reflection of that concept that all there really is Shem Havaya, which is why the Psikta tells us that before the creation of the world, Hayahu Ushmoi Bilvat, all there was Hashem and his name, which means the Shem Havaya, the fullness of Yudke Vavke. Says the Ginas Egos, so now you're going to ask Akasha. Don't ask me now what we just explained about the name of Hashem, the Toimar, to say, how could anybody else have a name then? Right? Adam called his wife Chava. Right, or anything else in existence that has a name, they must only exist as a feature of Hashem's name. But so how could you refer to each thing as their own specific entity when we know that all there really is just Shem Havaya? Everything is a revelation of Havaya. How do we go ahead giving people names? Everything is a revelation of Hashem's name. The text got messed up over here. Brura, it's not the right text. I got copied it from a PDF. Okay, but I think most of the text is accurate. Al ha'yoyz kol ha'nimtzayim tluyim b'shem. It should say Eidos. Ha'Eidos, rather. Ki aztia Eidos brura. Al ha'yoyz kol ha'nimtzayim tluyim b'shem avaya. V'kulam eidim ne'emanim al yichudi yizbarach v'alamitasei. Says the Ginas Egois, you're right, there's only one Shem Havaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the name, and the name is unchanging. Every one of us that has a name, even though our names are unique, each one has his own name, and again, the name is just hinting to our own independent entity, right? And existence. Each one of us has a unique nature, characteristics, and so on. Is not a stira to the beingness of Hashem, of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that all there really is Einoy D'Milvadoi. Adar Abba, every one of our names is a specific giloy of that reality. Yes, each one of us is unique. Each one of us is different. Everything in the world has a name. A chair is not a table. A table is not a safer. A safer is not a bookshelf. And a bookshelf is not a clock. Everything has its own revelation. But we need to understand that all of those particular shemas are just giluyim, are just revelations of the ultimate shame. Everything is drawing back to the Shem Havaya. Hare, ki kol mi sheyesh loy shem, anything that has a name, already Moiral Kadmusa Yizbarach, is already a reflection of the Shem Kadam, of the Shem Havaya. Me acha sheyesh lahem shem kulam, because everything has a name. Ve'im kein kol shem, meyed al shlilas haheder. Every name means, wow, there's something here. Oh, there's something here, there's Hashem here. Because it exists. If it exists, it must be revealing the Shem Havaya. So we give it its own name. But from the fact that we can point at it and name it, already means that it's a revelation of existence. What's existence? Shem Havaya. Right, and it's revealing the name of the king with whom it was created out of godliness. So everything, yeah, we give it a name, but everything points back to Shem Havaya. Everything in existence carries the seal of Hashem. Shu chaysim Shem Havaya. Already a thing is born in the world, it has the Shem Havaya on it. Because without Hashem, there's nothing. But in Cain, Hare kol mi shenikral of shame, we give any person a name already who may it turn over the page, I'll shlilas ahead there. It already hints to the fact that there's nothing that's lacking. Sha'amitasa shame havaya nishava. Because from Hashem, Shemiamita shame havaya, it is from the truth of Hashem's name that it was born into creation. Vare kol anim sami idim alav shviyiz barchi yachid v'kadmoin. Everything that exists hints to this, that we're going back to revealing Hashem's presence. Me'amita Hashem Avaya Nishavu Kulam V'yotzalim Mitzias. Right, so it's a deep idea. He's trying to explain that although we exist, on the contrary, our existence is not sholel, doesn't negate the existence of Hashem. We are all manifestations of Hashem's presence. But again, the core of where this whole thing comes from is the Shem Shakai. Shakai, like we said, is Gematria Shem Havaya. And it is Daika, it's specifically the Shem Shakai, which told us, Sheyesh Dai Be'elikusa Lekulaberia. Right? There's Dai, there's enough. Dai Be'elikusa Lekulaberia. There's enough HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need anything. He's unchanging. That means to say that when a baby is born, and this comes to Mila, where the minig is, we give the name at the bris. Makesher, maybe we should give the name the second they're born. The bris hints to this aspect, and that's why Klal Yisrael are all called V'amech Kulam Tzadikim Al Shem HaBris, because we have an eternal bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we learned from the Maral already from Mimei Imam, but certainly once we're La'achnisa B'brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, and we enter into that experience of being Mal, an experience of having a bris mila, we have the bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the name Havaya? That Hashem needs nothing else than what he has. From that perspective, everything already is exactly the way that it needs to be. A child that's born doesn't need to earn love, right? We love and we cherish the child because he exists, because he is. As the child develops and gets a little bit older, so then things change, and then needs to, you know, nachas and things like that. And you know, maybe it shouldn't fundamentally, but that's the way that it does. But a baby, nobody asks anything from. He just exists. He just exists, and already there's that bond. This that we give the name to the child at the bris, we just said the name is Nimshach from the Shem Havaya. from the Bechina of Shakai. The name emerges from that ultimate place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that place, Hashem needs nothing other than what He already has. The name that we give to a baby at the Bris Milah says, you're already okay. There's a fundamental bond that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tinoik Shev, right, that was Yorik Mishtei Ima, looked up and recognized, I have a connection with Hashem. I already have it. I didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it. Because again, the name that we're giving you comes from a place beyond deserving, because Hashem in that place has everything already. Your name, the fact that you exist, is a Giloy of Shem Havaya. Giloy of Shem Havaya. So then, I'm already connected to the essence of all essences. Anything else that I've onboarded along the way, it's not mamish mind. I can let go of it. I can free myself. I can recognize I'm already plugged in. I'm already connected. So perhaps this is the inyan of Mila and its connection with Pesach, with Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to be able to recognize this point. Bris, we have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halalo Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halalo Avdei Avodah Zarah. On the surface, you didn't see it, but you didn't need to see it. It was fundamental. Am Yisrael is taken out of the Yam Suf. Chazal tell us, as Klal Yisrael were going in, it's a bechina of mikvah. Hashem purified us. We were a goy that was taken, goy lakach mikar of goy, one nation taken from within another nation. We were kakatan shenayla dami. It was like gerus. It was like a youthful, like a brand new birth. We came out on the other side and we sang Shira. We said, we have a name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our name comes from your name. We are connected to you with a bris that's eternal. We recognize in our own chayiv kol adam lirsus atzmi kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. We recognize now that I don't need anything else. You are why I live. You are enough for me. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm relying and connecting to your fullness. If I can do that, then I recognize that all the other things that I've been nursing from, all the other things that I might even be connected to, like with an umbilical cord, like I think is mamish, my whole kiyum, I can let that go. I can let that go. I can overcome and I can connect to the true Ila. I don't have time to learn the next source. Hashem should help us, but Ezra's Hashem. What's that? Also Nichla. Also, they can also say in benching, Val Brusla Shechasamta Vusurinu. Right? They also say, they don't change the Lashon. Right? Women are also Nichla. All of Klal Yisrael has this aspect, even without a physical bris mila, or all bechlal b'nei bris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, chayev kol adam lirisis atzmai, ki ilu hu yatzim emitzrayim. There should be such a great revelation of our source. We should be zeiche to let go of our own meitzarim, our own things that we're stuck in, to be able to overcome, to be able to connect to the ila amitis, ve'ezras Hashem, v'meir b'yameinu. Thank you so much.
So you said 314. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14. 14.